Food City makes it easy to shop your way. Just pick up your groceries curbside or have them delivered directly to your home. So whether you need weekly groceries or just a quick meal, Food City's got you covered. From their doors to yours.
Monster.
That's right.
Appreciate you guys listening. We are in Johnson City today. We are at the Trophy Shop. There's a lot of people in here. The first 50 people in here get their Gator Hater shirt.
And everybody else can, you can get more if you want. They have them for sale right here at it's Gator Hater Week at the Trophy Shop. It's Gator Hater Week in all of East Tennessee.
All over the world.
But over 40 years in business, 2011 East Springbrook Drive here in Johnson City. They do more than just trophies and plaques. Awards, medallions, bridal gifts, honor cords, custom embossing of Bibles, books, and more, and custom laser engraving of Yeti tumblers and coolers. Your home for travel mugs, keychains, cutting boards, seasonal ornaments, indoor and outdoor plaques, door signs, name tags, even the Dundies.
Let's go.
They can do it for you. Fill the gang passionate with their craftsmanship, their excellent customer service. Great gift items as well. 40 years here, 2011, East Springbrook Drive in Johnson City. Or give them a call, 423-282-3535 for Phil and the gang right here at the Trophy Shop. They're going to have Little Caesars Pizza coming a little later on, and they have free Crazy Bread coupons as part of that. So they're coming because they're one of the presenting sponsors of the Gatorator shirts as well as Pepsi here locally. So we appreciate all of their support. In having us out here today as well.
We even got the news out here.
We do.
I don't know what they're filming or what's going on, but they're here.
The camera is trained squarely on you, Eric H. Squarely.
Smoke bomb.
Squarely on you, no. Nope.
Have you met the voice of the Lady Balls, Brian Rice? I'm going to smoke bomb you.
You're here for two more hours, brother.
I'm going to smoke bomb you.
Let's take a look at the 10 o'clock reset. That's thanks to our friends at Craven Wings. Two locations at Craven Wings. South North Shore at Choto, where it is Burger Monday. And great specials each night of the week. Kids eat free Monday through Thursday at the South North Shore location, as well as Chapman Highway in Seymour. That is Craven Wings. Check them out, cravenwings.com. Over the next 2 hours, biggest weekend takeaway. We'll get that from Eric Ainge. I'm going to go with something defensively, which seems odd after you put up 63 points on offense.
Do I have to pick it from the Tennessee game?
You can give me one of Tennessee and one from away. Yeah. Yeah. Akron, they were a little chippy with Tennessee. Did the response that the Vols had to that tell you anything about Tennessee? We'll tell you about that. Josh Heupel got a little emotional about the atmosphere on Saturday. I got to tell him, just wait for this week. Just wait.
I don't blame him, though, for being like all the rest of us, which is like, how in the world did we sell out Akron?
Yep.
And how it looked, I made the comment down there that it looked like a Tennessee-South Carolina game.
Yeah.
It had like conference game, decent size game vibes to it.
It did. It was a huge, huge crowd reaction. How juiced the crowd was from the start. I think it was a good dress rehearsal for this week.
Yeah.
So more of that. We'll recap what Florida did over the weekend as we do our look at our next opponent, as we do each Monday. All of that and more coming up over the next 2 hours here on the Eric Ainge Show, and that's the 10 o'clock reset, thanks to Craven Wings. Biggest takeaway for you from the Tennessee game first? Because I'm going to tell you, I'll give you mine first. It's that Tennessee can still pressure the quarterback. We said going into the Pittsburgh game, the biggest question going into the Pittsburgh game was, could Tennessee pressure the quarterback after not getting a sack in the opener against Ball State? Had good pressure last week, knocked two quarterbacks out of the ball game last week, to the point where their third-string quarterback for Pittsburgh had to play the entire game this past Saturday.
Most of it, yeah.
They still won, but the two quarterbacks that we saw against Tennessee weren't healthy enough to play this past Saturday. Tennessee continued it in this game. Four sacks on the play. 11 tackles for loss. 11 tackles for loss. Akron ran 70 plays. 11 of them were ended for a loss.
Ended in the backfield.
Mm-hmm. You're going back and forth on a couple things, I can
well,
tell.
Well, yeah, so I know how good Hendon Hooker is. We all do.
Right.
I've known how good Joe Milton is, but now we all do. And I think that was my biggest takeaway, because you just mentioned it. Pitt, oh, quarterback got knocked out of the game, can't play anymore. Well, that could happen to us too. Mm-hmm. And I said it before the year that I think that if Hendon Hooker got hurt and Joe Milton had to play, it wouldn't change my win-loss projection at all. I think Joe Milton is good enough with this squad to go out there and win us the same football games. And that was proven yet again in the game against Akron.
There was
so
some,
sharp.
There was some Twitter chat. Well, is Joe Milton the better option? I wouldn't go that far.
No, he's not even in consideration for the option. But I guarantee, and a lot of my confidence that I had in him came from how confident the coaches are in him. And I know how I know for a fact how confident they are in Joe Milton, and they always have been. That's never wavered from them. I give them a lot of credit for that. They know what they're looking at. They see it. They got a stud backup quarterback. But that's. I really hope we don't have to find out how good Joe Milton is if he's the primetime starter. Mm-hmm. I hope that never even comes up. I hope he only plays in mop-up time. But I feel good about our chances if he does have to play. That's probably my biggest takeaway.
We don't have injury updates on Cedric Tillman yet. We don't have injury updates.
We won't get them.
Dylan Sampson yet. So those are concerns. We'll see what happens with Jalen Wright as well. Jabari Small. Jalen Wright had a great game having to carry the load, but he was in there longer than you wanted him to be because Jabari Small was out, and then Dylan Sampson came in and had 8 carries for 57 yards, and then he appeared
looked
to
look good.
Then he turned an ankle or whatever
something.
It was on the sideline.
He did something.
And then Jalen Wright had to come back in. And then how about old Patrick Wilk there in the fourth quarter? Getting in, walk-on running back got in and carried the ball 4 times for 24 yards. Looked pretty good in mop-up duty. But the running back room helped you. But I think you're right. Your biggest takeaway has got to be how good your quarterback room is, which is what you expected.
Yeah. I mean, listen, is he going to be able to run the football against Florida? I don't know. But you know what? He might, because everybody else is right now.
And how about Jalen Hyatt? 5 catches, 166 yards, just blew past defensive backs.
You know what I'm excited to see?
What's that?
I'm excited to see him do this against Florida. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to devalue Jalen Hyatt because I think what he provides to this team, he has shown all of us what the coaches saw all offseason. That's why they call him a leader of the football team. Mm-hmm. He's consistently shown that. Every time he does a great interview, getting Callaway off the field from his play on the field. But he ran right by a JV DB. The guy was terrible.
Okay.
But if he can do it against Florida, then I will buy in immediately. What he's doing, I have this like just a hint of, I need to see him do it against a comparable athlete. Because
you're having healthy skepticism of Tennessee's first 3 games.
I do have healthy skepticism of our first 3 games. We've played 2 JV teams and a beat-up Pitt team. Now, we beat them up. That counts. We beat them up. But I need to see us, and I do think Pitt's good. I hear a lot of people still devaluing Pitt. If Slovis was starting and playing for Pitt right now, they're a good football team. Without him, they're all right. They're just all right. But with him, they're a good football team.
Got revenge on Western Michigan from last year after a
there you go.
After losing last year.
There you go.
The third string quarterback this year.
But I think Jalen Hyatt, and he's another reason why I like him, he's the one in press conferences saying what I'm saying. I'm not saying anything that Jalen Hyatt hasn't already said about himself, which is we haven't even played our first SEC game yet.
Yep. That was literally his quote after being asked about catching 2 touchdowns.
He knows that lighting up the scoreboard against Ball State, Pitt, who has average DBs, and Akron doesn't count. Pitt counts, but he had 11 catches for 73 yards. He didn't do anything with it. He caught the RPO and then made 5 yards. Caught the RPO, made 8 yards. He didn't do anything in that game that wowed you. His 2 wow games, in my opinion, are Ball State and Akron. Mm-hmm. And it's Ball State and Akron. If you can go do it against Florida, then I think you're looking at a freak. I anticipate him doing it against Florida. I need to say that as well. I fully anticipate Jalin Hyatt looking like a monster against the Florida Gators. And then I will be like everybody else, and there won't be any healthy skepticism. It'll just be Jalin Hyatt is a straight baller. One more game.
We will come back here to the Trophy Shop in Johnson City. Come in and get your Gator Hater shirt here. Meet Eric Ainge. Meet me too, but you meet
Smoke
Eric
Bomb.
Ainge. We'll run through some of your contributions and questions from the text box. Coming up next, you can also give us a call, 865-656-9900. The Eric Ainge Show continues in the Trophy Shop here in Johnson City. Next. I'm just guessing. 865-656-9900 if you want to join us. Before we dive in to the text box, let's give away some tickets. Coming up Friday, September 30th at the River Breeze Events Center is Paul Coffin with Caitlin Butts. It's part of the Fridays in the Fall concert series. Visit GoRiverBreeze.com for more information and to see all the upcoming shows. But if you want to see Paul Coffin, caller number 5 right now at 865-656-WINS, 865-656-WINS. Caller number 5 will take home 2 tickets to see Paul Coffin coming up at the River Breeze Events Center on September 30th. So that's coming up here in the Fridays in the Fall concert series. GoRiverBreeze.com. All right, so as we look through the text box, some of the we've got people who want to pick your guest picker. We've got people ready for Florida Week. Coach D from Unionville says this. Little girls finally got to see you guys on Saturday outside Gate 21. Said, that's not Eric. He sounds different. Question is, if you could talk to the team this week, what would be your advice on handling the pressure and atmosphere that comes along with this Saturday? Do they embrace it or try to block it out?
I think you embrace it and you remind them that none of it matters. There's going to be a lot of fun stuff going on this weekend. Nothing more fun than beating Florida. And this game is about us. We're the better football team. We know it. They know it. The world knows it. Vegas knows it. We're the better football team. So if we handle our business, we're going to get a win. Don't overdo Florida and what they do. I mean, you got a game plan for them, but this game is just it's about executing. When you're the better football team, if you go handle business, you win. In football, normally the better team wins. Normally. Not always. We've seen in college football this year, that is not the case. But normally in football, unlike basketball, you way more teams that are not as good win hoop games, baseball games. Football, the better team wins, and that's an assumption that you take care of your business. That's the type of stuff I would say.
Yeah, I like
that. I would embrace it by saying, if this doesn't get you a little extra excited, I don't know what will.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy here.
Nick says Eric Berry for guest picker. If we could find Eric Berry, because he has been very low-key since he left the NFL.
Eric hates doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't think he would say yes.
Be fun, though.
It'd be great. I just, knowing him, I don't think he would say yes.
Yeah.
But that would be a great pick. Nationally relevant, great football player. One of the best Vols of all time.
Mike says, what about Juwan Jennings or Josh Dobbs? I believe Dobbs is in this week because the Browns have a Thursday night game.
Yeah, he's doing some sort of tailgate.
He's doing a tailgate, so he would be there. Current NFL player. I think the 49ers have somebody next week, so he couldn't do it. But if he could.
They don't do a lot of active NFL players when they do these.
You know what, though? VFL Films should see if Juwan Jennings can record like a thing for the Jumbotron, checking in on his son, Jalen Tabor, you know, after these years.
Some ducks pulling trucks. Mm-hmm. I still don't get that.
Get Juwan Jennings and I can't think of his
Dobbs?
No, that did color with Bob for Tim Priest.
Priest.
I don't know why I couldn't.
Get you some of that, Jalen Tabor.
Yeah, get them together, and Tim Priest could, you know, get on and say, you know, Jalen Tabor, we're still looking to see if you got you some of that. All right.
Did you even get on the bus there, buddy?
Chris says, want to start a tradition at every home game. Have somebody conduct the wave at the end of the first quarter, and then hopefully we can get it out of our system.
It's a college football game.
I'm anti-wave.
They're going to wave.
I'm anti-wave.
Guess where else they wave?
Yeah.
Everywhere. It's just going to happen.
Ryan says, I'm happy with the win. Just a victim of what we talked about, batter ball syndrome, like a lot of us. Says, I know a win's a win, but is it okay to feel uneasy about an ugly shellacking? We scored our points, but it could have been more. Sometimes it's not how you win, but that you have more points than the other guys. I just don't feel good about it.
See, I'm a little different.
Okay.
I do feel good about it. Okay. We are the better football team. We should win the football game. Dot, dot, dot. But we all know Florida's going to play us like they are full of Heisman Trophy candidates. They always do. No matter how good or bad the matchup is in this game, it's almost always a good game, at least for a period of time. And I fully anticipate Florida looking way better than they did against USF.
Yeah.
That's where I come in. But even then, if Florida plays good and Tennessee plays good, Tennessee wins.
Yeah.
We're the better football team.
Kevin from the Tri-City says, I don't need a week designated for hating the Gators. Every week is a Gators hate week for me. Go Vols. Hey, so come down here to the trophy shop, get your Gator Hater t-shirt.
Come on.
Because it sounds like you need it all year, Kevin. I love it.
Get in here.
I love it. Brian from Maryville for guest picker would love to see Chris Lofton or Grant Williams.
Not popular enough.
Grant Williams, current NBA player? Not quite?
Nah.
Okay.
When you compare him to some of the other names, though, there's people all over the country that don't know who Grant Williams is.
Yeah.
Some of these other options we have are popular outside of this country even.
Yeah.
That's why they go with the biggest name possible. I think that would be great. Grant would be a fantastic pick.
Yeah.
I just don't think he's popular enough.
Aaron asks this, why does Josh Heupel have Cedric Tillman and Jalin Hyatt in on the same plays? Wouldn't it be better for Hinton to have multiple targets? You have different formations that sometimes those guys are on the field together, sometimes they're not. But you're not putting – when Hyatt's in there – typically Brew McCoy and Tillman are on the outside. I think that's given Hyatt the ability to have some better matchups, does it not?
You put your – he's the third scouting report. I mean, people are going to get Brew McCoy. Even though he doesn't get the targets, he's going to get the attention.
Yeah.
And then Cedric Tillman demands almost a double team at this point to not get open. So you put your best receivers out there all together. Everybody does that.
Buzzy asked this, Eric, do you really need any extra motivation for this week?
You shouldn't. That's kind of what I'm getting at. I mean, it's like get excited about it, but if you need a shot in the rear to get ready for the Tennessee Florida game, who can? I mean, whether game day's here or not, whether all this stuff is going on or not, I mean, it's the Tennessee Florida game. We used to joke we could tell what week of practice it was by how the coaches acted.
Yeah,
like you knew it was Florida week based on how they acted. You always knew when it was Alabama week. Coach Fulmer was a mess. Because he hated him so much and it mattered so much to him. You could tell, you know, Georgia was a little bit down, but for us, the players, it wasn't because we knew they had comparable players to us. And that was a really good, not necessarily like a super rivalry game even, but like it was to us. You can tell these players will know what week it is regardless.
Let's talk to Eddie. Eddie, you're on the Eric Ainge Show. Good morning.
Hey, how are y'all today? How's things going?
Doing well.
Hey, I came away feeling disappointed. I mean, I know we help these programs when we give them a game, but I thought Akron Middle was just really low rent and unprepared, even for a bad team. So I wonder when the new scheduling comes out with the entry of Texas and Oklahoma, are we gonna keep three or four soft cushion games on the schedule, or could we cut back to two, or what's realistic?
Well, you're going to go to 9 conference games, and so then the question becomes, do you play a quality Power 5 team out of conference every year? Currently, the rules say you have to, which is why Tennessee has Pittsburgh. It's why they have games like that. I think you will still see a FCS team, and I think you'll see a middle-of-the-road MAC-like team, and I think you'll see most schools schedule a Power 5 non-conference opponent. We will see. I personally would like to see the FCS games go away, and I would love to see Power 5 teams play an FCS team in the spring instead. I think that could help a lot. That could help improve the quality of your spring game. I think it could still give money to the FCS teams that need it to help fund their whole athletics program. Maybe you find out more about your team in the spring. Some coaches would love that idea. Some coaches absolutely hate that idea, which is why it hasn't happened yet. But
I think if somebody drop one of the cupcakes and things you mentioned would be possible. The other thing, how about somebody like Troy or App State? Of course, App State's a challenge now, but three of them is too much. I'm not driving. I'm not going to take up a day to see Martin. But, I mean, I realize it's part of the whole business package, but that's really woeful. What's combined? We scored over 100 on Ball State Middle and Akron Middle, so I just don't see it anymore. But I hope, we're going to have some great games when Oklahoma and Texas get in the league, too. So, anyway, I like your idea about spring game. That would be a good way to help a smaller school, but how good is Troy usually? Still pretty good, or
they're kind of the same. It's kind of the same thing with, when these games were scheduled, and Akron was scheduled more recently. And Eddie, we always appreciate it. When these games were scheduled, I think the MAC and the Sun Belt were comparable, and now the Sun Belt has taken an extra kind of step forward. And certainly, we saw last week. In the first 2 weeks of the season and on into this week when another Sun Belt team gave UCLA all it wanted. You saw all of these these teams show up and take big steps. And so that was kind of what you had to do. And that was where, you need some of these games on a schedule. And you got to fill out your schedule. You don't want to be playing more powerful opponents than the teams you're competing against, but ultimately it does take a little notch when you end up playing Ball State and Akron and neither of them end up being competitive. And I think when you look around the country, a lot of these games around the country that shouldn't have been competitive over now the first 3 weeks of the season have been, so you never take for granted how you were able to take care of business. We will come back here to the Trophy Shop here in Johnson City, 211 East Springbrook Drive. Come in, get your Gator Hater shirts, and find out about everything else that the Trophy Shop can do for you. A lot more than just trophies, awards, medallions, and so much more. We'll tell you more about the Trophy Shop coming up on the Eric Haines Show as we return next.
New AP Top 25 poll in college football was released yesterday and had Tennessee jumping up to number 11. The top five remain the same with Georgia at number 1, Alabama number 2, Ohio State 3, Michigan 4, and Clemson 5. 8 SEC teams were ranked. Tennessee's opponent on Saturday, Florida, fell back to number 20. ESPN's College Game Day will be at Knoxville this weekend for the top 20 matchup between Tennessee and Florida. In the NFL, the Cowboys down the Bengals 20-17. The Patriots beat the Steelers 17-14. The Packers took down the Bears last night 27-10. The 49ers beat the Seahawks 27-7. Trey Lance will miss the rest of the season after breaking his ankle. He will have surgery today. Elsewhere in college football, Herm Edwards is no longer the head coach at Arizona State. The two decided to mutually part ways after a 1-2 start in an NCAA investigation. Good morning. I'm Logan Ward.
Welcome back into the Eric Haines Show, live from the Trophy Shop in Johnson City. Appreciate you listening to us up here on the Sports Monster. And, of course, in Knoxville, surrounding counties, 99.1, the Sports Animal.
And we're here at the Trophy Shop here, Springbrook Drive, Johnson City. They have your Gator Hater shirts. The first one is free for the first 50 people that get here. Now, there have been a bunch of people here. So the first one being free, maybe a more limited time offer than
You just got to get on over here. We're only here till noon.
But they also have all of their custom license plates here. 1998.
Everything Phil does ends in 98.
I love it.
He charges T-shirts, you know, 1998, yep. Whatever they are. Like, everything is 98.
I love it.
That's so Vol. I love it.
I love it. They're going to have Little Caesars Pizza here shortly, starting at 11. So great opportunity for you to come by and see us and check out everything that the Trophy Shop has.
Really happy with the showing. Tri-Cities is showing out today.
They are.
Everybody's
huge.
Over here.
Huge. Let's go to the phones at 865-656-9900. Virginia is up next. Virginia, you're on the Eric Haines Show. Good morning. Virginia, you're with us. Oh, no Virginia. All right. 865-656-9900. If you want to join us, Akron got a little chippy this weekend.
They did.
Was it too much for a team that was getting blown out like that to, I don't want to be the, we're Tennessee and they're Akron and they should have just come in and taken it and liked
just
it.
Just rolled over and, yeah. No, I don't expect that at all.
But it felt a little dirty. And Josh Heupel mentioned, he didn't call him dirty, but he mentioned some of the low dives. I've seen other analysts talk about it. They were talking about it on the TV broadcast when you go back and watch that. Did you think any of that was out of line?
No, not really.
Okay.
I thought their chirping. Some of the stuff they did was a little dirty. It was unnecessary. But what do you want them to do? What do you want them to do? They're not as good. So you want them to go hit you at the waist? You know, if that's what Josh Heupel's saying, they need to tackle us at the waist. Joe Moorhead would be like, yeah, right. They're going to bounce off your guys. We can't tackle you up high. If we're going to tackle you, we got to tackle you down low. No player likes that. I remember when the concussion stuff first started coming out, players I played with in the NFL, wide receivers used to make jokes. Go for my head, not my knees. I can come back from concussion protocol in 2 weeks, torn ACL, I'm done for the year, and I get half my money.
Yeah.
So go after my head, not my knees, was a common thread amongst the players. It still is today, even knowing everything we know about it. So no one likes to get hit low. There's a reason I saw Cedric Tillman tweeted after the game. He just tweeted the word dirty.
Yeah.
It wasn't dirty. What do you want him to do? Tackle you at the waist? I know that's what you want because he can't tackle you up high. But if I were trying to make that tackle, I would tackle him low because it's the only way that you can guarantee you're going to get the tackle. Is it a little dirty? Maybe. Is it their only hope? Yeah. So you just expect that. The Tillman one definitely wasn't dirty. Tillman jumped up in the air, and the guy didn't even go that low.
That one wasn't. I think they went after his legs earlier in the game, and I think that one was more of a
That's game plan, dude.
Yeah, I agree. And we talked about it coming in. They should have seen it coming because we all saw it coming. So, now let's talk to Virginia. Virginia, you're on the Eric Haines Show. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Well, good. Well, I'm an old Vol. I've been a Vol for 50 years, and there's nobody I hate more than the Gators. So go Vols this week. Hey, I have a great suggestion for a good guest picker, and that would
all right.
Be Candace Parker. She's a woman, and she's a VFL, and she might even get a few digs in on old Geno, too.
And she's really good on TV because she's on Turner Sports NBA coverage, so she would be very comfortable up there on the old desk. And she's a known commodity because she has drawn such rave reviews for her role in Turner's NBA coverage. So I like that.
Yes, she's a superstar. And I've been listening to you guys forever. So remember Eric Plain, so we enjoy your show, and we're Tennesseans, but we live in Virginia now. So go Vols.
Well, thank you, Virginia. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Virginia. Appreciate that.
865-656-9900 if you want to jump on with us as well. Paul says, how about Butch Jones' guest picker?
With his purple face, looking angry.
He'd be very mad.
Can you imagine that crowd if they brought Butch Jones up?
Yeah.
The booze that would rain.
It'd be amazing. No, you know what? We're good now. It's time for us to not be mad.
He'd still get booed.
Yeah, he probably would. Hub says this, our run game makes me nervous. Pass rush Saturday wasn't great. 4 sacks, but 3 came from one series. Do those things concern you, Eric?
Of course they do. Anything that's been a little inconsistent, I think, if it's inconsistent throughout the year, then you have the right to be worried about it because you don't know what you're going to get. Do we get Pitt deep? Do we get Pitt front 7, or do we get Ball State front 7? Because they're very different.
I think if you get Pitt, and you saw closer to Pitt this past weekend against Akron, but again, you can't take too much away from it because it's an overmatched team with, as we talked about on Friday, a bad offensive line. So with that coming in, you knew it was going to be tough. Barry points this out on the text line, and I did not realize this. Jalen Tabor was just signed by Seattle. Do you know who Seattle plays this Sunday?
The 49ers?
Juwan Jennings and the 49ers.
Wouldn't that just be glorious if
so
that happened?
Tennessee could win on Saturday, and then Juwan Jennings and Jalen Tabor get to have Father Sunday on Sunday. That's nice.
That would be so sweet.
They could get together and watch the game together if Seattle gets
have
into
a catch.
Town early.
They could go have a catch.
Go have a catch.
Yeah, maybe see a matinee movie together.
Yeah. Well, they can't because they'll be watching the game.
They played yesterday, though.
That's what I thought.
Oh, was it this
past
weekend?
Yeah, they already
played
yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, I wish it would have happened.
Well, that's too bad. That timing could have been, that would have been perfect. All right, 865-656-9900. We'll take more of your phone calls, more of your comments from the text line coming up, as well as got your biggest Tennessee takeaway from the weekend. I know you had a college football takeaway from the weekend. We'll get to that when we come back. 865-656-9900. The Eric Haines Show continues next.
Live from the Trophy Shop right here in Johnson City. Can't miss it. Tri-Cities listeners, you already know where it's at. We'll be here till noon. Little Caesars Pizza, free, what do they get?
He's got the coupon for the free crazy bread.
Free crazy bread? Come on. Orange awesome. And white fudge?
Yeah, did you have any of the orange
I
white
did.
Fudge?
I did. It's ridiculous.
Amazing. Amazing. I am so on good. Sugar overload because they had donuts for us this morning when we got here.
It would be rude of you to not partake.
Yeah.
It would be rude of
you. And so then, as soon as I finished my last donut, the fudge was brought and placed in front of us. So I am actually floating just slightly above the chair right now. It's great. 865-656-9900. You said you had one big takeaway from the weekend of college football beyond Tennessee. What was that?
Did you watch the Georgia-South Carolina game at all?
I did, yes.
Georgia's
really good.
Amazing. And my other takeaway, this is a combo. I know I said this. I said Georgia will make everybody – like Bo Nix looked like he had no idea what he was doing. Mm-hmm. Bo Nix threw 5 touchdowns against BYU. Mm-hmm. Bo Nix is not a bad football player. But against Georgia, everybody's a bad football player. Spencer Rattler
was
looked
a
like
really
a deer in the headlights. Yeah. He had no idea what was going on.
Yep.
And South Carolina's bad. Shane Beamer's a joke. South Carolina's not good. They're going to implode.
Did you see Shane Beamer melt down because South Carolina's event management staff didn't get a group being honored off the field in time?
I don't blame him for being upset that it was time to snap the ball and he couldn't snap the ball. I don't blame him for being upset. But
it was coming out of a TV timeout. I mean.
No, I know, but they had the ball set, ready to roll the clock and snap the football and play, and they couldn't because people were on the field.
A crucial fourth down, too.
Fourth and nine.
But, I mean, coming out of a timeout, I think you can look down there and see that it's not going to be ready. Because what they did was South Carolina had all of their female student athletes out into the end zone to be honored as part of the 50th anniversary of Title IX, which you have groups come out into the end zone and wave at just about every timeout as it is. I was surprised that South Carolina used that end zone because that is the same corner of the field where the visitors enter, and as I'm sure you probably remember, it is very tight down there where the visitors enter. There's not a lot of room. There's not a lot of room for the group to congregate as they're trying to get off. But I have never seen a coach melt down over that.
His response was next level. He should have been upset. How he handled it was embarrassing.
Because you have your whole event management and marketing crew are in charge of all that.
And they're all going to get a talking to over it.
Yeah.
And they should. They should. Listen, if you want to honor somebody, don't honor them in a time frame in which they're still going to be on the field.
Yeah, I think in their minds, they should have been able to get them off the field faster and didn't.
Yeah, I get, like, in the meeting when they decide what they're doing, why they thought it would be fine. But it wasn't fine. They were on the field, and Shane Beamer had the right to be upset. But what he did his squirrely hands in the air, shaking his head. He looks like he's having a seizure. I'm going to keep going back to that.
Yeah.
And he just, God, he's so neurotic. He's exhausting. Just watching him coach is exhausting. I can't imagine playing for him. I would not have gelled well playing for Shane Beamer.
No.
I just would not. That would not have worked for me.
So he
so up and down. He acts like a kid. I mean, he acts like a 45-year-old child.
Yeah. You think he wishes he took the Virginia Tech job this offseason?
I think a lot of coaches that coach at mid-tier SEC schools are going to wish they took jobs at other places.
That's fair. That's fair.
You look at where Tennessee's headed. Florida's not going to get worse. They're only going to get better. They never stay down long. They may not even be down. Heck, if they beat us this week, they're, what, 2-2?
Yeah.
And looking okay. So, but South Carolina, that was my takeaway. They just, they look like they have no idea what they're doing.
Speaking of coaches who don't know what they're doing, Herm Edwards has finally been fired at Arizona State.
Finally. That was long overdue.
They had a few moments where it was, okay, well, maybe this might actually work out. Nope. Lost to Eastern Michigan on Saturday. So, see, there you go. MAC team gets blown out here. MAC team goes on the road to Arizona State and wins and ends Herm Edwards' tenure. I'm not saying you need to overvalue what Tennessee did to Akron or Ball State. I am saying, excuse me, the fact that Tennessee took care of business in those two games when many, many other teams around the country have had trouble taking care of business in those type of games is a sign that Tennessee is doing things the right way. Is that a fair assessment?
I think so.
It's not. You're not overly celebrating beating bad teams, but your team is able to pay them the proper respect and disposal, I guess.
Yeah.
The thought. So Herm Edwards out at Arizona State, and Arizona, by the way, almost lost to North Dakota State, an FCS team. Well, the most successful FCS team.
Still.
They trailed late into the fourth quarter in that
Still.
Game. It was, you know, your stay up late, fall asleep to Pac-12 after dark, except it was almost FCS after dark.
They were an underdog, too.
Arizona was an underdog?
Yep, 3-point underdog.
To an FCS team.
Well, yeah.
Yikes. I mean, again, North Dakota State, year in and year out, you spend December watching them in the FCS playoffs.
Arizona should never be a 3-point underdog
exactly.
to any FCS team.
Exactly.
They're not handling their business right.
But they ended up pulling it out. Arizona State.
Got it done.
Definitely. Struggled. Final hour of this edition of the Eric Angels coming up next. Live at the Trophy Shop here in Johnson City. Come get your Gator Hater shirt because it's Gator Hater Week. This is the Eric Haines Show. We return next.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival. Featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.